when you look at the aspirations in the submissions and all the preparatory documents that have been developed on Agenda 2063, there is a huge section that speaks to women not being left behind, taking into the expertise of women and ensuring that there's gender equality in all spheres of life. So it is exciting that as a continent, we are taking serious measures to dedicate this year to the empowerment and development of women towards Agenda 2063. And we celebrate the chairperson, Madame Nkosazana Zuma, because it is evident that when you put women in positions of power, they will work irregardless of them being a minority in the male leadership of Africa. She has managed to convince and to work progressively with male head of state to a commitment which now shows that as a continent, we are now learning from our past and investing into the future where women who have at least equal 50% representation in all levels of elected public office, managerial post, public and private sector.
Looking at Zimbabwe's scenario, looking at the politics that developed in ZANU-PF to this point, what can you say about the Zimbabwean situation vis-a-vis women empowerment?
The question of women's participation in politics in Zimbabwe calls for an urgent political reform in terms of how political parties are governed. There is need for policies that will ensure that all political parties practice constitutionalism, because irregardless of the challenges that happened to ZANU-PF as a party in the previous year, we also had other opposition parties which had congresses that had outcomes that were unconstitutional. So I think there is a call for a whole political reform to embrace gender equality, to be responsive to women's participation and ensuring that women enjoy their political rights. So the political environment, irregardless of which political party any woman belongs to, is very patriarchal. It is very rigid in terms of allowing women to freely participate in the political space. So I think the lessons learned from the last year experiences calls for women to come together to relook into the politics that they want to be part of, into the political structure, the political culture that is progressive to the realities of them as women in terms of how they are positioned in the society.